Well, good evening. We'll get underway. This is the agenda of a meeting of the Devonport City Council's Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee to be held in, what date is it? The 16th of March 2020. All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's digital recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Welcome to the members in the gallery and welcome to my colleagues here. We have, I'm going back to the agenda, bear with me. Any apologies? I don't think so, seeing we've got a full house. Declarations of interest. Item 2.
Yeah, Chair, I'm not on the committee, but I'm not sure whether I should declare an interest in item 5.2. I'm happy to, if it's appropriate. But I'm not on the committee and can't vote or move.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Councillor Perry. So, any others? No? Thank you. So we're going to item 3, 3.1, public question time. If any members of the public would like to come up. Thank you, Mr. Russell. I've got to keep going.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. Question, is Devonport City Council still giving Housing Tasmania a discount on the payment of its rates?
Depending on what it is. That would be a no.
Look, we'll take that on notice, Chair.
Oh, all right, I'll get
sorry.
Back to you.
Thank you. Next question. What precautions is Devonport City Council taking against the COVID-19 virus for any multiple people events / functions under its control? Example, council meeting, town hall functions or even the Julie Burgess trips.
We've certainly got measures underway, but the General Manager might like to give you a little bit more of a rundown.
Yeah, through the Chair. Yeah, certainly it's a moving situation and we've got a team working on that, just on working through the impacts on the organisation. We're taking advice from the Director of Public Health and the Department of Health and being guided by them in regard to restrictions and measures that we should put in place.
You're doing something, in other words. Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Huge amount. Thanks, Mr. Russell. Mr. Mars?
I have a third question.
No problem at all. Thank you. Mr. Mars?
Christopher Mills, 52 Caroline Street. It is my specific request that this question be recorded in the minutes in its entirety, that is, without the usual editing. Thank you.
It will depend on how long you do go for, Mr. Mills.
As you wish. The Australian Government Building Codes Board Handbook of Landslide Hazards defines a geotechnical practitioner as, quote, a professional geotechnical engineer or engineering geologist with chartered status in a recognised national professional institution and relevant training, experience and core competencies in landslide risk assessment and management, end of quote. This then is the definition of a geotechnical engineer. The question is, how many appropriately qualified and experienced geotechnical engineers does this council have on the staff that are professionally capable to conduct a landslide risk assessment? End of question. I do have a second question very briefly.
Thank you.
Yes, through you, Chair, council doesn't have any qualified geotechnical engineers on staff.
Your next question.
With respect, are you sure about that?
Geotechnical.
Yes, through the Chair, our geotechnical assessments that we get done, we outsource. We don't have anyone with qualification. We have certainly have engineers on staff, but we don't have an engineer with geotechnical expertise.
Now, I'm presuming that all of that will be in the minutes.
Absolutely. It's all recorded.
Thank you. Very briefly then, number two, can Mr. Atkins confirm that he is a designated public officer according to the Integrity Commission Act, Tasmania 2009, Section 6, 1B?
Through the chair, I don't know that clause off by heart, but I do carry that statutory role under the Right to Information Act. If that was the question,
it was under the Integrity Commission Act.
Oh, okay, no, we'll take that on notice.
We'll get back to you in writing if that's all right.
All right. Thank you so much,
Mr. Russell.
Queen Mary Risk Park. There is a vehicle parked on the property and beside it is a 200 litre drum which appears to be overflowing a black oil which has run right down to the park boundary but appears not to have run onto the park as yet. Question, would you care to keep a watch on it?
Yeah, we certainly will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you from the gallery. That's enough for the public question time. We're item 3.2, questions on notice from councillors. There is none. Moving on to governance reports, 4.1, the budget consultation 2020-21. If I could have a mover, please.
So moved.
Councillor Milbourne and Councillor Ennis. Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Some good, some really interesting suggestions there, and look forward to going through those during the budget process. Thank you.
Just had a question. Was there a lot more, or a lot less, or about normal?
That's a good question. Through the chair, there were slightly less submissions, but the same number of ideas, if that.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Anyone else further comment? No. Councillor Milbourne to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. Thank you. 4.2 Annual Plan Progress Report to the 29th of February 2020. If I could have a mover on that as well, please, on page 22.
So moved.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock. And a seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Milbourne, thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, there's nothing to add to that. The annual plan progress report is progressing very well from what I read. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Nothing further, thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment? No. Councillor Laycock to close, please.
Consider it closed.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. Thank you. 4.3 Elected Members Expenditure Report, January and February 2020. Can I have a mover on that recommendation, please?
I'll move it.
Second.
Councillor Alexiou and Councillor Laycock, thank you. Councillor Alexiou.
Nothing to report at all in there.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
No, it's all there, but it's amazing when you see the total of, the amount that we do receive for the year. I wish more people would read their agendas. I still think they think we're on 110 or 120,000. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment? No. Councillor Alexa, you to close, please.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. Thank you. Five, finance reports. 5.1 is the finance report to the 29th of February 2020. 5.1, if I could have a mover on the recommendation, please.
Sorry.
On page 53. Thank you.
Second.
Bear with me. I'm writing as I go. Mayor Rockliffe and Councillor Ennis, thank you. Mayor Rockliffe.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's all in the report. Generally, things are running according to the budget. There are a few ups and downs, but they've been explained fairly clearly in the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis?
Nothing further.
Thank you. Any further comment? No. So Mayor Rockliffe to close, please.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. Thank you. 5.2, adjustment to capital budget. If I could have a mover on the recommendations there, 1, 2 and 3.
So moved.
Mayor Rockliffe, thank you. And a seconder?
Seconded.
That was Councillor Milbourne. Thank you. Mayor Rockliffe?
Look, all of these are as a result of some external funding and various grants that Council has been able to either achieve in our own right or working with some sports organisations, etc., and working with our community. So it's great to be able to increase the capital expenditure for the year and, as I said, to work with various organisations across our community to improve their facilities. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Nothing further to add. It's all there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment? Councillor Hollister.
Are we likely to receive much in the way of stimulus grants from the federal government to try and pick the economy up?
Yeah, probably a bit early to know, really, through the chair. But you'd expect through this there could be opportunities.
And we got much shovel ready for projects.
Yeah, I think we can always, through the chair, we can always find projects for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment? Mayor Rockliffe to close, please.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Consider that carried through. 5.3, debt facility review. We have a recommendation on page 68. If I could have a mover, please.
Yeah, I'm happy to move it.
Mayor Rockliffe, thank you. And a second?
Yes. Oh, yes, God.
Councillor Alexiou, thank you. Mayor Rockliffe.
The background and the reasons for this recommendation are all in the report, and it's simply making sure that we get the best deal that we can with our facilities. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Alexiou?
Nothing to further to add on to that.
Thank you. Any further comment? Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Chair. Look, I remember when we struck the interest rates with the ANZ maybe 3 or 4 years ago, or 2 or 3 years ago, 3.67% was an unheard of rate. Now it's was coming down into the 3.3s, but like residential rates now, you can get a 2 in front of it. So it's just incredible how things have changed. Perhaps not so much change in commercial rates, but still a very good rate. Just making the point, the environment's completely changed in 3 years. Thank you.
Who would have thought? Yeah, thank you very much. Any further comment? Councillor Rockliffe, Mayor Rockliffe, to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. Thank you. Item 6, Community Services Report. 6.1 is the minutes of Council Special Interest Groups and Advisory Boards. We've been very busy. A recommendation is on page 80. If I could have a mover, please.
You do.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. And
second.
A second. Councillor Ennis, thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing to add. It's all there in their reports. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis? Thank you. Any further comment? No. So, Councillor Laycock, if you would consider closing?
Yes, consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. 6.2. Bear with me while I find that. Thank you. I just need an agenda in front of me sometime. Bear with me. Thank you. So 7.1. Information report. 7.1 is Community Services Report, January and February 2020. If I could have a mover, please, of the recommendation. Councillor Alexiou, thank you. Councillor Laycock. Councillor Alexiou, please.
All in the report there, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
I'd just like to comment on what's good. We were very organised for the visit of the Freedom of Entry for the HMAS Stewart. And, of course, the Australia Day Awards went really well. So there's lots of good reading in there. We're really active within our community. and I think it shows people that we're on the front foot all the time, and we're open for business. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? Councillor Innes, thank you.
It's a pity that Harmony Day won't go ahead. It was such a wonderful event last year, and looking forward to next year.
I know why you're looking forward to it too. I have a feeling. Thank you. Councillor Alex, are you to close?
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those for? Sorry. And against? So carried. 7.2, Arts and Convention Report, January and February 2020. If I could have a mover, please.
So moved.
Wherever that is. And second? Thank you. Councillor Milbourne and Councillor Alexiou. Councillor Milbourne.
Oh, we have a very arty area at the moment. It's fabulous to see what's going on, and really exciting to see that things are still going ahead, nice and colourful. That's all.
Thank you. Councillor Alexiou.
Yeah, it's going to be really a pity for all the cancellations coming forward now, but we have done a great job so far. Well done, Jeff.
Thank you. Any further comment? No. Councillor Milbourne, to close, please.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. 7.3 is the Governance and Finance Report, January and February 2020. If I could have a mover again, please. Mayor Rockliffe, thank you. And a seconder?
Seconder.
Thank you, Councillor Alexiou. Mayor Rockliffe? Thank you. Councillor Alexiou.
Nothing further to add.
Okay. Any further comment? No. Mayor Rockliffe to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. Thank you. Now we're going into item 8 is closed session. In accordance with Regulation 15, we move into a closed session. If I could have a mover to do so.
So moved.
Mayor Rockliffe, thank you. And a seconder?
Seconder.
Councillor Alexiou, thank you. Members of the gallery, thank you for your time.